My name is Kevin Trees. I grew up in a house that always had a piano that sat alone and never used. Years ago, I sat down one day and I started playing, and I'd play the same chords over and over and over until I sickened everyone in the house. I eventually became pretty good at playing piano. I can't read music. I had my accident, which injured my right arm and my hand as well. I quit playing altogether because I couldn't play like I did before. About 3 years later, I finally decided, you know what, I'm just gonna try to do what I loved to do in the first place. So I started learning to play again. Put together a studio and started recording. And I can spend hours and hours doing that, you know. Currently, I'm a sergeant with the Louisville Metro Police Department. I've been there for 13 years. I was a homicide detective for 3.5 years. On one of the cases, there was three individuals that were shot. One of them was shot dead, one of them was grazed in the head, and then another one had his leg shot off. After he came to, I went to his hospital room, I met with him. He wanted very little to do with me. You know, he told me I didn't understand what he was going through, and I knew the connection was there. As I sat down and looked at him, he was laying there like I did so many years ago, missing a leg. And I knew that all I had to do was show him my prosthetic and he would understand where I'm coming from. So that's what I did. And he began to talk to me, and we actually developed a rapport. And I occasionally even talk to him to this day. When I was nominated for the January Officer of the Month, I was flattered by it. The neat part is, since I've had my accident and since I've returned to the department, I've had a lot of other officers and citizens, but a lot of officers reach out to me from across the country that have been through traumatic accidents. There's two choices in life. You can go over and crawl up and roll up in a ball in a corner where you can remain the rest of your life and die, or you can collect the pieces of what you have and move forward. 6 weeks after getting my leg amputated, I was fit for a socket, and I was given a mechanical knee for the first 2 weeks. So I used the mechanical knee up and down the sidewalk, trying to become accustomed to that, but it wasn't doing what I needed to do for the activity level that I wanted to achieve. About 2 weeks later, I got my new leg, and immediately I saw the difference in this leg as opposed to the mechanical one that I had. I continued to exercise and get stronger with it, and it allowed me to start running again. And then finally in April, 6 months after having my leg amputated, I was sworn back in on the police department. Without the new leg, I would not have had that ability. I would not have had that opportunity. I'm no different than anyone else. I'm not Superman. I have better strength. I'm not anybody. The one thing I had that a lot of people need to find, but they also have, is just the willpower. You know, the willpower to move on. Once you find that, you can accomplish anything.